Last week, Senate leaders opened the door to using federal funds to support more than 800,000 uninsured Floridians. Now lawmakers in that chamber have a plan, but it's not quite what some proponents of a Medicaid expansion expected.
A lot of the conversation that took place last week around a proposal is not what this proposal is.
Karen Woodall is the executive director of the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. The proposal crafted by the Senate Health Policy Committee is a change from one the Senate crafted 2 years ago. The original plan, informally dubbed Negron Care after its sponsor and crafter, Senator Joe Negron, would have used the Florida Healthy Kids program as a vehicle to funnel the Medicaid expansion population into private health plans using federal money. That plan, noted State Medicaid Director Justin Senior in a recent meeting, was one the federal government may have approved if it had passed.
When it came to Senator Negron's plan, they did feel, having looked at it, that it was approvable, as I recall.
But the House killed it, and the conversation has been stalled until now. The Senate is back with a new and different plan. This time, Florida Healthy Kids would fall under a different entity. The state's current marketplace system, Florida Health Choices, would become the new Florida Health Insurance Affordability Exchange. It would offer vouchers to people between 22 and 100% of the federal poverty level to make insurance purchases, and it would charge premiums ranging between $3 and $25 based on income. It also mandates work requirements, something supported by Jacksonville Senator Aaron Bean.
We hear so many people that people are working Floridians that just need a little a hand up, not a handout. So the work requirements, skin in the game, I think is very important that you pay a little bit. Everybody else pays a little bit. When I go to the doctor, I have to pay a little bit. And I think that's important.
Florida Health Choices was created in 2008 by the state legislature to promote competition and transparency in the health insurance market and bring down prices for small businesses. Health Choices looks similar to the health insurance exchanges that the federal health overhaul says every state must create, but it predates the Affordable Care Act by 2 years, and the state has worked to keep the two separate. It became functional last year. Today, Health Choices is selling ACA-compliant health plans but cannot tap into the federal subsidies. And its director, Rose Knapp, says it only has about four dozen enrollees.
Setting the headlines aside about the low enrollment, it went what I would consider as perfectly. It was a soft launch. We were only advertising in three areas. We saw the targets, the population targets, did respond to our advertising. The majority of people were our target audience of those who are not eligible for subsidies in the federal exchange.
Two other groups, a coalition of small businesses and health providers called Healthy Florida Works and the Florida Chamber of Commerce, have put forth plans. The Senate's effort is buoyed by the impending loss of $2 billion in federal money, coupled with Indiana's recent success in getting federal approval for a Medicaid expansion plan with similar components. But the proposal, as written, could run into problems with the federal government. Justin Senior, the state's Medicaid director, told lawmakers the federal government has drawn no-go zones when it comes to certain payment issues.
Things like work requirements is one that they've expressed as being a no-go area. And there is also, I think, a real reluctance to impose cost sharing on people that live below the poverty line.
Still, the Florida Center's Karen Woodall says she's encouraged because, while imperfect, the bill is a start.
It's keeping the conversation going, and that's very important, and I don't want to minimize that.
The Senate will unveil its plan Tuesday. There is no House companion. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.